Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. A better tone for risk assets, with most of the indices posting gains across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed its first all-time high since July, and the S&P 500 and Nasdaq indices also hit record levels overnight. US benchmark Treasury yields climbed above 1.80 or 7 bip, followed by the rest of the European benchmark yields moving higher anywhere between 3 bip to 5 bip. The Euro area final manufacturing PMI data for October came in slightly better than in September, but remains firmly contractionary. The final readings was 45.9 compared to 45.7 in September. China is reportedly looking at options for President Xi to visit the US and sign the Phase 1 deal, a deal that's very far along and practically completed, according to US Commerce Secretary Ross. Chinese government bonds rallied after the central bank reduced the cost of one-year loans for banks for the first time since 2016, soothing some market concerns about tightening liquidity. The People's Bank of China lent 400 billion yuan or $57 billion of funds with its medium-term lending facility and lowered the interest rate on the loans to 3/4 from 3.3%, according to a statement. The Bank of Japan reduced its buying of long-dated bonds, continuing to scale back purchases as it seeks to prevent yields in the super long sector from falling too low. The BOJ Central Bank offered to buy 100 billion yen or $920 million of bonds of the above maturity zone at its regular operations on Tuesday, compared to 120 billion yen previously. Hong Kong's business outlook continued to drop in October, indicating that there will be no immediate pickup from the recession in the city, which is facing a global trade slowdown and domestic political unrest and violence. The PMI for the whole economy dropped to 39.3, the worst result since the depths of the financial crisis in November 2008. On the primary issuance front, China has issued its guidance for its first Eurobond issue in 15 years. The 7-year, 12-year, and 20-year tranches have initial price guidance of mid-swaps plus 45 to 50, mid-swaps 60 to 65, and mid-swaps 70 to 75 bips respectively. In the region, Avaada International Holding Limited is in the market today for its maiden US dollar bond issuance, with IPT at mid 9% for 5-year non-call 2 for offering of $325 million. The firm is engaged in providing waste management services in the Middle East and Africa. The entity is rated B1 stable, BBB stable by the rating agencies. Last but not the least, Saudi Aramco has also received the go-ahead for its maiden equity IPO, and intent to float for the IPO is now available. Thank you and have a great day.